Our guest this morning is Penny Bacchiotti, of course, running for lieutenant governor. Jake writes in, I saw a ton of news coverage back in May about Penny accusing another Republican candidate of racism. Could you explain what happened and just give us an idea of how that actually came to be and what the whole story is?
Sure. And I thank Jake for sending that question in, because you don't often have an opportunity to respond to these things. But back in May, I had heard numerous rumors that I felt were attacking me and my family. I do have a biracial family, and I became too thin-skinned, and I made comments about the rumors that I was hearing, when honestly, I should have just ignored them. Looking back, I think, you know, you have to be really thick-skinned in this business, and I let something, you know, get to me, probably like most spouses or most parents. When it's about your family, you become especially sensitive. The unfortunate part of that was one of my opponents was falsely accused, not by me, but basically, you know, as it came out in the media, to be part of that. When I found out that he was falsely accused, I apologized. No one forced me to, but I am a person of high integrity. I never would have accused somebody if I didn't have facts. I never did accuse, you know, specifically this opponent. So I apologized. Unfortunately, when things get into the media, in spite of my best efforts to correct the record, it's sometimes very hard to do that. But since then, I mean, I have won the convention, and I believe that's because people really do know who I am in the Republican Party. I have a long track record, a long history of working hard, of helping other Republicans. And what I found post-convention, yes, people have questions about this because, it's a salacious kind of topic. But as soon as they meet me and they understand that, you know, under no circumstances did I make a false accusation, they want to get back to the important things to them and to their families, which are, you know, jobs, the economy, education, taxes. These are the core issues that Connecticut residents want to focus on. So while I am always happy to answer this question and will continue to be happy to set that record straight, I'm really focused on what people want me to be focused on, and that's their lives here in Connecticut.
All right, moving forward again, Penny Bacchiotti is our guest. We have her for about five more minutes, and I want to try to get in two more topics. One here, first off, is medical marijuana. There's actually, there's a history here for you as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that makes me a uniquely qualified candidate to run for higher office is I haven't had this sort of vanilla cupcake life. I've had a pretty interesting but, difficult life at many times. I was married once before, and my first husband had terminal bone cancer. And long story short, a doctor recommended that he try marijuana because he had, you know, such a difficult time with everyday survival. And it worked very well for him. I went on 25, 30 years later to get involved in efforts to make medical marijuana usage legal in Connecticut and outside of Connecticut. And primarily what my interest was to reclassify it on a federal level from a Category 1 to a Category 2 drug so that clinical trials could be completed. Now, I'm glad that you asked this, or one of your listeners did, because you will hear my opponents try to make something of this, that I was paid all this money to represent special interests. I have a personal experience that I think most of your listeners will understand, that when you have someone you love that's deeply affected by a medical condition, you want to try to be part of easing that pain. So that's how I became involved in this. And like any issues, that if it's a really important issue to me or to my constituents, I will fight, irregardless of what the political outcome is going to be. I mean, being a proponent of medical marijuana and working on medical marijuana was never a politically popular place for a Republican to be. But I'm really not interested in political popularity. I'm much more interested in creating great results for my constituents here in the state of Connecticut.
So this whole marijuana fight, from your perspective, from your end, is all based on your own personal experience. Now, when you took that and you took it to the next level, I mean, did you get a lot of detailed information, let's say, from doctors or scientists or whomever, to try to validate that?
Oh, yes. Over a period of years, I mean, I was heavily involved in researching and meeting people all across the country, meeting people, you know, in hearing their individual stories, like the average everyday person and how they have suffered and how this was the only thing that offered them relief, that they could eat again, that they could enjoy their family again. So I have stacks and stacks of information that, and I saw it firsthand. So I know for some patients, this is the form of relief they need. Now, I'm not a supporter of decriminalization. In fact, I voted against Connecticut's decriminalization of marijuana bill. What I'm for is the compassionate use of marijuana under a doctor's supervision for some patients. And when people hear the rhetoric about me doing all this illegal or unethical stuff, that's all political propaganda that other people will use to try to make themselves rise, where for me, it's a personal experience, and I will always fight for the things I believe in, whether they're popular or not.
All right,
I mean, I just want to point out the gun bill as another example. You can find lots of examples in my political history where I have stood up and I have taken a beating, but it's because I believe in the cause.
All right, but is there a truth, though? And we only have about 60 seconds. I apologize. But
Did
you work for a marijuana lobby, though?
I applied for a grant.
Okay.
So I didn't really work for anyone. I had a grant so that I could go across the state, the different states that I chose myself, to sort of tell my story and try to see if they were interested in learning about my experience with medical marijuana. So I wasn't employed. I was under a grant program that I sought out. No one came to me. I sought it out.
All right. Tell everybody where they can find out more info about your website, et cetera.
Penny for Connecticut. It's Penny for CT. We'll get you to my website, the same on Facebook. Love to hear from people, even if it's just with a question. I'm done fundraising, so no one will ask you for money.
That's a big plus.
Yes.
The best of Lee Elsie on 94.9 News Now.